Okay, my name is Rocket, and for my part of the tour, I'm taking you to Decepticon. That's where you go when you're being naughty. And it's four cells, and they're away from everyone else. And you don't get out in the yard. There's a cement yard for when you're being naughty. But you get 1 hour exercise out of that yard a day. And there's a camera in the cell. So if you want to go to the toilet without being seen, you have to put the mattress up against the camera so they can't see. Oh, yeah, and you also, before you go into the Decepticon, you have to get strip searched. Squat and cough.
Yes, this is a tour you would normally never be privy to unless you had to be. We're actually inside the women's prison at the Darwin Correctional Centre. And you may have wondered, what's it like for a woman in jail? What happens when you arrive? These questions and many more are answered with this amazing honesty as we take a bird's eye view into life on the inside. And a warning, there is some strong language and some fairly confronting issues in this, but it's so worth a listen. In fact, Bird's Eye View is the name of a new podcast made by female prisoners at the Darwin Correctional Centre.
They took me into the watch house and they took all my jewellery off and my shoes and my socks, I think, too. And then they gave me a blanket and they put me in the main holding cell.
Walked a few steps into a room, like a dressing room, where they had clothing on a table. I was told to strip, which I felt quite embarrassed about because I haven't taken my clothes off in front of ladies before.
Yeah, you got to go have a shower in front of them. And
but then I had to put it in my mind that they were like doctors and they've seen bodies, bums, boobs, everything before anyway.
That's part of the podcast, Bird's Eye View, released for International Women's Day. And joining me from the podcast is executive producer Johanna Bell and former prisoner who you've heard there doing a tour of the Decepticon called Rocket. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hey.
Good to have you both with us. Rocket, tell us, why did the women inside the podcast decide to call it Bird's Eye View?
Because there are a lot of birds in the jail and like we just play on words, bird's eye view, give you the best view, we're birds, and yeah.
And the Darwin Correctional Centre, Rocket, were they on board with this? Were they sort of happy to have this being recorded?
Surprisingly, yeah. They were really helpful up above. It was really good. I expected them to do a lot of cuts and a lot of edits, and I didn't expect a lot of things to get through, but they've been really good.
You yeah, sound surprised. You sound surprised yeah. even now.
Oh, yeah, very surprised. Like, I still, until it dropped, I didn't know that it was actually going to drop.
Johanna Bell, yeah, as someone who's been sort of the creative director and writer behind this series, just tell us what your initial aims for the project were, and did they change as you started making it?
Yeah, my background is in community storytelling, and this opportunity presented to work with women in the prison on a 2-year audio storytelling project. And the kind of ask was pretty broad to begin with. We started with texters and brown paper, did a lot of brainstorming, and the women came up with the idea that they really wanted to challenge the stereotypes about women in prison. And right, they all know the single narrative of, you know, women as worthless, women as broken, women as victims. But they felt that they were much more than that, and really wanted to be able to show the world their real selves. So we set out to make something. We didn't know what it would be originally, but make something that tackled three questions. Who are we really? How did we get here? And where to next?
And how many women were initially involved inside the centre? How many women ended up being recorded?
I think on the first day, 7 women turned up. A Rocket was one of them. And they came for all different sorts of reasons, I think. maybe just because they were bored. There wasn't a lot going on. They were curious. And then they just kept coming back. And the group kept growing. And also because people move in and out of the prison, which was one of the real challenges with having a 2-year project, as people moved out, it made room for new people to come in. So all up, I think there were over 70 women who engaged in the project, but wow, probably a core group of about 20, 25.
Rocket, were you always on board in your mind, or were you just going, I don't know who this woman is, what's this all about?
Well, at first I was like, oh, finally something to do, what is it? And then like they were like, recording. I'm like, what, recording? Yeah, all right, well, give me your biscuits. And I just listen. And then I was like, oh, this is really cool. And like Yo and Leah grabbed my trust pretty early on. And at first I wasn't on board, but yeah, I'm totally glad that I did it.
And clearly word got out amongst other people inside that this was a series that was worth being involved in.
Yeah, well, had me advertising it, come on.
Rocket does have a pretty good way of getting messages out, both on the inside and the outside.
Well, Rocket, as we heard there at the very front of our story today, we played an excerpt of you being a tour guide of the Septicon. You mentioned
it's actually called the Septicon.
Oh, the Septicon. Okay.
I just renamed it the Septicon, like out of Transformers.
Oh, that's all right. I think it's fine. Yeah. Let's go with that. So four cells, what is life like really when you're in that kind of space?
Hell. You can't imagine it. Some of my darkest days were in there. It's not a good place to be. There's just nothing. You can't talk to anyone. You don't see anyone. You wait for lunch just to have some human contact. If you be naughty, you don't get a fan. So Darwin, whether it's 36 degrees, sometimes humidity up to 97%, and you're in a hot box, just sweating it out all day. It's not a good place to be. Not a good place to be at all.
What do your thoughts turn to when you're in such solitude there?
Well, you know, at times your thoughts do get pretty dark. And some of my darkest days were spent in the Septicon. You've really got to be strong to survive in there.
Rocket, I'm going to play another excerpt from the podcast, which kind of goes to the heart of what you've just been talking about, but also what Johanna's talked about as well as to why the series was being made. Have a listen to this.
I feel it's important to let people know that I'm not just a junkie or a drug user. I'm not just a number. I'm more than a number. And through no fault of my own, well, a lot of fault of my own, but I mean, I didn't ask to be born into the life that I was born into. And yeah, I think that's played a massive part in the person of who I am today.
That's Rocket, who's one of our guests today as we talk about this amazing new podcast series about life inside the Darwin Correctional Centre for Women. Rocket, you said there that while you kind of changed your tune, it was really honest. I was blown away by that. You said, look, there are some things I could have done differently there, but this is the life I was born into. What did you mean by that?
So my parents were both drug users, and I was sort of brought up around drugs from like a very young age. I wasn't taught that drugs are wrong. Drugs were normalised for me. I remember like thinking, you know, normal, like little kids get crayons and pencils to colour in with. I was given scales and pot and mole trees to trim. It was just a normalised behaviour that I grew up with.
Do you remember how old you were when you first started trying drugs?
Yeah, I was pretty young, like 6. And I was smoking a lot of pot back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a really young age and a really young brain to deal with that kind of drug inside your system. What happened after that? Because I think you've been in and out of jail 7 times now, from what I understand.
More than that.
More than that.
More than that. That's just in Darwin.
Oh, really? And you've also spent time in jail in Brisbane as well?
Yeah, and Townsville.
And have they been drug-related sentences?
Always. Every sentence I've ever done is drug-related. It's always drugs. Yeah.
Well, that kind of honesty that you're expressing to us now is also inside the podcast, as we've already heard. What has talking this frankly inside the series Bird's Eye View done for your perception of yourself?
Well, I never looked at myself as a survivor. I never looked at myself as, like, strong. But I realise, you know, just how strong I am and how much of a survivor I am, how resilient I am. I had really no understanding of that before the podcast. And, yeah, it's really given me a good insight into myself.
And hearing your story and having other women around you in the same circumstances telling their story in a way that maybe you wouldn't do day to day in chats around the yard, that must be really illuminating. It must be another level of honesty with each other that perhaps you'd never had before.
Yeah, definitely. And a level of trust too, because, you know, you're talking about all these things and all these people are listening, and you've got to trust that they're not going to use all this stuff against you to bring you down, like in the yard, and attack your weakest part or whatever. And nobody inside the podcast did that. Nobody used anyone's story against them or anything. We all, like, it was really good. We all sort of, like, there was people making the podcast who, you know, I don't get along with, and I wouldn't talk to outside of the podcast room, like, for anything. But then inside the podcast room, we all come together sort of as one, and everything was left out in the yard. It was really a real sense of camaraderie. Yeah, it was really good.
That's brilliant. Johanna Bell, as the writer and creative director, what were you thinking about over those 2 years in terms of helping people like Rocket tell their story to the best of their ability, but also your ability?
I was pretty ill-equipped when I first started because I'd never actually stepped inside a prison prior to starting the podcast. So it was all kind of a pretty steep learning curve for me. And I think that made it good because we were all learning together. I suppose the thing that worked best in this particular project was slow storytelling. And by that, I mean going really, really slow. So I think we had sort of 8 weeks or so before we even brought mics into the room.
Mm.
And I'll never forget, there was one woman, Naomi, really, really shy. Every time the mic got passed around the circle, she just covered her face with her hands and giggled. And then after about maybe 10 weeks, we were talking about birds, actually, and her totem is the pelican. And she decided that she wanted to speak, and the whole room just shushed. They knew the importance of this moment, that someone who hadn't been able to speak was about to talk up. And before she left the prison, she decided she wanted to share her story. And when she listened to the first edit, I was so pleased because she said to me, I've left some stuff out. I think I need to tell some more of the story.
That's exactly what you want to hear. I'm just going to play another excerpt of Bird's Eye View, and then we'll come back and wrap up where things are now. So here's another part of the first episode of Bird's Eye View.
Just because we've made a mistake does not define us.
A lot of people have a preconceived idea of what a prisoner actually is, and they don't realise that there is a whole lot of stuff behind the reason why you're actually in here. It's not just as straightforward as you've did something wrong. There's normally a lot of reasons why you've actually done that thing.
There's more to us than meets the eye.
I think that's pretty evident. Rocket, now you're out of prison, out of the Darwin Correctional Centre. What's life like for you at the moment?
It's hectic, to say the least.
In a good way?
Yeah. I'm doing things now I didn't think I'd be doing back then, that's for sure.
Like what?
I'm looking after my goddaughter at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full-time carer for her. And, yeah, I've got my shit together.
That's great to hear. And aren't you also an advocate these days?
Well, yeah, and I'm finding my voice for speaking up for women who can't speak up for themselves. And I'm very passionate about getting something started up here in Darwin, similar to Sisters Inside that Debbie Kilroy started in Queensland. And, yeah, I'm actually in the process of setting up a GoFundMe page to get down to her conference this year, because Darwin really needs an advocate body, and I want to be that person. That's what I'm aspiring to do.
Well, Rocket, I have no doubt you'll do that. I can hear it in your voice. There's a drive and ambition there that is absolutely wonderful. Johanna, I've got to ask you, now that the series has dropped because of International Women's Day, where can people find it? Where can people listen?
They can subscribe to Bird's Eye View wherever they get their podcasts. If they'd like some more information about the project and the women, and if they'd like to listen online, we've got a website. It's birdseyeviewpodcast.net.
Well, congratulations to everyone. Please pass that on to everyone who took part, whether they've been released or are still waiting to be released from the Darwin Correctional Centre. And it's been just amazing to talk to both of you. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thanks very much. Nice chatting with you.
You too.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
That was Rocket, former inmate of the Darwin Correctional Centre and one of the leading voices in this amazing podcast called Bird's Eye View. And with her, Johanna Bell, writer and creative director of The Story Project and executive producer of this podcast, Bird's Eye View, which was created with funding from the Northern Territory Government and the Australian Council for the Arts, with additional support from the Prison Songs Impact Campaign and Audiocraft. And if this discussion has raised any issues for you, Lifeline counsellors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling. The number is 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14. I'm Michael McKenzie. This is Life Matters here on Radio National.